This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
In the rolling hills of Franklin, Tennessee, nestled among ancient oak trees, stands a house whose walls have witnessed the horrors of one of the bloodiest battles of the American Civil War. This is Carnton Plantation. Built in 1826, the stately home once served as the heart of a thriving southern estate. Its expansive fields and grand columns were symbols of prosperity in a time when plantations dominated the southern landscape. But beneath its elegance lies a darker history, one steeped in death, sorrow, and unspeakable tragedy. Carnton was the home of the McGavick family, a prominent and wealthy family in Tennessee. Randall McGavick, the plantation's first master, was a well-respected figure in the community, and his family prospered from the plantation's production of cotton. But like many southern plantations of the era, Carnton relied heavily on the labor of enslaved people. Their toil built the McGavick fortune, and their unmarked graves dot the land surrounding the estate. A silent reminder of the lives spent in bondage here. The plantation's peaceful days came to an abrupt end in the fall of 1864. The Civil War had ravaged the South, and on November 30th of that year, Carnton found itself at the center of one of the most violent and devastating battles of the entire conflict. The Battle of Franklin. Confederate and Union forces clashed just a short distance from the plantation, and within hours, over 10,000 soldiers lay dead, wounded, or missing. The fields surrounding Carnton were soaked in blood, and the cries of the dying echoed across the landscape. For the McGavick family, the war had come home, and the horror of the battle would leave an indelible mark on their lives, and on Carnton itself. As the battle raged, the plantation house was transformed into a field hospital. The once pristine rooms, adorned with fine furniture and family heirlooms, became makeshift operating theaters. Bloodstained surgeons worked tirelessly to save the lives of the wounded, though many could not be helped. The floors of Carnton ran red with blood, and to this day, the stains of that horrific night can still be seen. Soldiers, both Confederate and Union, died within its walls, their bodies laid out in the house and on the grounds awaiting burial. The McGavick family, particularly Carrie McGavick, took on the grim task of tending to the wounded and dying, an act of compassion that earned her the title the Widow of the South. It is said that the dead never truly left Carnton Plantation. Those who walk its halls speak of strange sensations, cold spots, whispering voices, and the feeling of being watched. Visitors have reported seeing ghostly figures dressed in Confederate uniforms, wandering the grounds as if still searching for a lost cause. Others claim to hear the sounds of battle, distant gunfire, the thunder of cannons, and the agonized cries of soldiers, echoing across the fields where so many men fell. One of the most frequently reported hauntings involves the soldiers who died in the house. The main rooms, where the makeshift hospital was set up, seem to carry the weight of the bloodshed that took place there. Visitors often describe a deep sense of sorrow that overcomes them when they enter these spaces, as if the pain and suffering of the soldiers still lingers in the air. Some have even claimed to see the ghostly forms of these men, lying where they fell, their faces pale and expressionless. One story, recounted by a staff member, tells of a group of visitors who entered the main hall of the house during a tour. As the guide explained the history of the Battle of Franklin, one visitor glanced toward the far end of the room and froze. Standing there, barely visible in the dim light, was the figure of a soldier, his uniform tattered and bloodstained. His eyes were hollow and his face gaunt, as though he were still experiencing the torment of his final moments. The figure lingered for a moment, then vanished, leaving the visitor shaken and unable to explain what she had seen. But it's not just the soldiers who haunt Carnton. The spirit of Carrie McGavock herself is believed to roam the plantation, continuing her vigil over the dead. During the battle, Carrie worked tirelessly to nurse the wounded, and after the war, she dedicated herself to the care of the Confederate cemetery established on the property. The McGavock Confederate Cemetery, the largest private Confederate cemetery in the United States, is the final resting place for more than 2,500 soldiers who died at the Battle of Franklin. It is said that Carrie McGavock in life could often be found walking among the graves, tending to them with the same care she had shown to the wounded men in her home. Today, visitors to Carnton have reported seeing the apparition of a woman dressed in mourning attire, wandering through the cemetery. The sound of rustling skirts and soft weeping have been heard near the graves, and some believe this is the ghost of Carrie McGavock, still watching over the soldiers she cared for in life. One evening, as the sun began to set over the plantation, a visitor walking through the cemetery noticed a figure in black standing near one of the headstones. At first, she thought it was another guest, but as she approached, the figure faded into the mist, leaving behind only the faint sound of weeping. The cemetery itself is a place of intense paranormal activity. Many have reported seeing shadowy figures moving among the headstones, their forms barely visible in the twilight. The ghostly apparitions are often dressed in Confederate uniforms, and they appear to be walking aimlessly, as if searching for something or someone they lost long ago. On the anniversary of the Battle of Franklin, the activity seems to intensify. Visitors have described hearing the sounds of battle, cannon fire, musket shots, and the screams of men, as if the violence of that fateful day is replaying itself over and over again. But the hauntings are not confined to the cemetery or the battlefield. Inside the plantation house itself, there have been numerous reports of strange occurrences. Cold spots are frequently felt in the rooms where the wounded were treated, and objects have been known to move on their own. One staff member working late one night described hearing the sound of footsteps echoing down the hall. At first, she thought it was one of her colleagues, but when she called out, there was no response. The footsteps grew louder, approaching her position, but when she looked down the hallway, it was empty. The air around her suddenly turned cold, and she felt a presence near her, watching. Terrified, she quickly left the house, convinced she had encountered one of the plantation's restless spirits. Paranormal investigators have been drawn to Carnton for years, eager to capture evidence of the ghostly activity that has been reported by so many. armed with EVP recorders, thermal cameras, and other devices. These investigators have documented strange phenomena that seem to defy explanation. In one investigation, an EVP recording captured the faint voice of a man, his words barely audible, but clear enough to be understood. "I need help." The recording was made in one of the rooms that had been used as a hospital ward during the battle, and the investigators were certain that no one else was in the room at the time. Thermal cameras have also revealed unexplained cold spots, particularly in the house's main hall and in the rooms closest to the battlefield. In one chilling moment, a thermal camera captured the outline of a figure standing near a window, though no one was present at the time. The figure appeared to be that of a soldier, dressed in a tattered uniform, staring out at the fields beyond. Moments later, the figure vanished, leaving no trace behind. Despite the overwhelming evidence of paranormal activity, there are those who remain skeptical of Carton's haunted reputation. Some argue that the plantation's age, combined with its bloody history, naturally lends itself to ghost stories. The creaking of the old house, the drafts from its ancient windows, and the emotional weight of walking through a place so steeped in tragedy could easily lead visitors to believe they are experiencing something supernatural. But for those who have seen the ghostly figures, heard the whispers, and felt the cold touch of the past, skepticism does little to explain the unexplainable. Carton Plantation stands as both a historical landmark and a place of deep emotional resonance. Its connection to one of the most violent and devastating battles of the Civil War ensures that it will always hold a special place in the hearts of those who seek to understand the conflict. But for others, Carton is a place where the past never truly fades, a place where the echoes of war and death continue to reverberate through the halls, the fields, and the cemetery. The spirits of Carton, it seems, are never far away. As the sun sets over the hills of Franklin, and the shadows grow long across the land, Carton Plantation falls into a deep stillness. The visitors leave, the gates close, and the house grows quiet. But for those who stay behind, for those who listen closely, Carton is never truly silent. In the darkness, the whispers of the past come alive. The rustle of skirts, the distant sound of gunfire, the soft weeping of a widow still mourning her dead. At Carton Plantation, history is not just remembered. It is felt, seen, and heard in every corner of the land. And for those who walk its haunted halls, it is a reminder that some spirits are never truly at rest.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQBar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQBar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and Yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.